Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's good to be back again and interesting chorus sessions. I was just thinking about what report can I give back to Pastor Daryl on this? A good one. A joyous time. So praise the Lord. Now, let me just get my notes out. Now, there was no collusion. There was no pre-arranged conversation or anything, but it just so happens that my talk does link into this morning's talk and testimonies that we heard. So I thought, okay, the Lord must have a little bit of a message here. If I'd like to open up your Bible to Romans chapter 5. This is quite handy, a bit of material on here. Notes just don't slide down. That was a very, very clever idea. Whose genius suggestion was that one? Excellent. I must remember this one. Romans chapter 5. We'll start in verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith unto his grace, wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So it's talking a bit about faith, and we heard about faith this morning as well. Then it goes on after talking about faith in verse 3. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. That's a real bizarre statement to make. We glory in tribulations. Why on earth would you glory in tribulations? What goes on says, knowing that tribulation works patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And so what the scripture is actually saying here, that tribulation is good for us. And you go, but that doesn't make sense. No one really wants tribulation, all the people said. You don't go, oh Lord, I'm really looking forward to some tribulation today. but it happens. And anyway, I was just, I can't remember how this talk actually came about in the first place, but I was having some thoughts. You probably, most of us are very familiar with the thought about vaccinations and how that actually works. So we're probably quite familiar for those who don't. We have vaccinations to try and protect us from various diseases. But the way a vaccine works is it gives us a small dose either of that disease or something very similar to that disease. And so it exposes our body to, say a virus, and our body learns this isn't very good. And it produces what's called antibodies, which is part of our immune system, which fights these foreign invaders. And so what happens is when we get vaccinated, we're getting this little bit of a sample of this nasty disease that we don't want, and our immune system becomes resilient to that disease. It builds up our resistance. And so when the real thing comes along, then our body knows how to deal with it. And this is something that's fairly well understood. And interestingly, when a baby is born, as a newborn, then some of those antibodies can be transferred from the mother. But they only last for a few weeks, maybe a few months, and then the newborn has to build up all its own resistance. And even in a natural sense, that as a biological body, we're constantly exposed to diseases. These bugs all over the place. They're crawling over us, really. And, you know, with these bacteria or viruses or whatever, and because we're exposed to it, our body gets used to it, and we build up resistance to it, and we've got a very, 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 very complex immune system. And it's even recently, it's been coming out in the research that allergies, which has become so much a problem today, they're finding that as youngsters, if we're exposed to those, we're less likely to develop allergies later on in life. So instead of the thought about, let's make sure we never touch those things at all, therefore we're not going to be allergic to them, it actually the reverse is true. That when we are exposed to them, your body learns to cope with them, so when they come along later on, then they're not really a big problem. The same logic seems to apply here spiritually in the scriptures. When it's talking about, you know, your glory in tribulations, because out of the tribulation, we get these building blocks to these other things. When it's talking about patience and experience and about hope, and these are all good things. But these things seem to only come about from the tribulation. And that, you know, we'll go through a few scriptures as time allows, where we learn to overcome. That we learn patience, we learn to grow, we become stronger. And I was just thinking about a brother's testimony of his accident here. Again, no one goes, Lord, I won't have an accident today. let's see if we can come out of a good head-on collision. But if you ask him later on, I bet he's learned a lot out of this last few years. Driving, teaching other people how to drive when going through that. That's an interesting conundrum, isn't it? I like that one. But it's your hope. It's a lot of experiences come out of this. And hope, not make a shame. It's really quite literal, this fulfillment. But you sort of get the message there about we're exposed to these things. And we're going to be exposed. And sometimes we think, well, why is this happening? Why are these things coming on? Lord, you should be protecting me all these things, and none of these things actually should ever happen. But the Lord is allowing us to go through these because he sees that's actually going to be good for us. At the very immediate time, it might not be, but longer term it is. John chapter 17, a couple of verses there. In verse 11, this is a prayer of Jesus. And he says, and now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And he says, talking about us, we are in the world. And we're going to remain in the world. And this is why Jesus was praying for us. Just skip down to verse 14. It says, I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. And so we are in the world, but not of the world. We sometimes merge those scriptures together and we think that's all in one verse, but it's actually spread over a couple of verses. In verse 14 it goes on and says, I've given them thy word, and the world hates them, or has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. So we're in it, but we're not of it. Because we're in it, we're going to be exposed to all these different things. And just as a child, you know, from the moment it's born and through all the its growth stages that go through, the child is constantly exposed to all a range of different things. You know, whether it be biological or natural, a child even walking, it's going to fall over. No doubt about it. Every kid falls over at some stage. Every child gets hurt at some stage. Every child cries at some stage. You cannot wrap them up with padding around them so they never ever have that. But through that experience, that bad experience, they learn it's a really good idea to keep your balance. Because falling over is not a good idea. And they develop and they grow and they get stronger, and it's the same as at the microbiology level, is they are constantly under attack by one nasty thing or another, and whether they realise or not, well, they don't realise it, they are building resistance, and they get healthier and they get stronger and they grow, and that continues into our adulthood. We are constantly exposed to these things naturally, and it happens spiritually as well. These things are going to happen. Now, so where I'm going to get to was go through these various scriptures is my little note here, is sin is like a virus. Now, the viruses are always out there naturally. And the thing about viruses, what makes them so nasty, is they're always changing subtly. You know, the viruses we have today are not exactly the same as the viruses that we had yesterday or 10 years ago or 20 years ago. They always seem to be morphing, and they always come in a different format, and our body always has to learn to build a new set of resistance to it. You know, in the vaccination process, that's just part of the mankind's efforts to help it along. Spiritually speaking, that's happening as well. And so us as individuals, and also as the body of Christ, we are constantly being bombarded and under attack. And we just don't realise it. It's just happening all the time. It's just life. And we go through those things, and the Lord sees fit to let us to go through those things because we're going to get stronger. Tribulation works patience. Patience, hope, etc., etc. Because we're in the world, and there is no escape out of that. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. But I love those verses in John, you know, to remind us, look, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. So yes, we have the exposure, but we don't have to respond in the same way as the world will have us to respond. Anyway, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. There is no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. And so he won't let you go through more than you can handle. You might think, I can't handle this. I've said a couple of times, I said, Lord, this is enough. I don't want any more. I can't handle any more of this. And you actually really feel like that sometimes. But the Lord knows. And as long as we consistently continue to rely upon him and trust in him and look to him, he will bring us through. And again, I just think about this, the little child, you know, when they learn to crawl and they learn to walk, and you know, you're watching them. And you know they're going to fall over sometimes, but when you see they're going to get to something really dangerous, like they're going to a bank and it's going to fall down a couple of metres, you're not going to let them learn that lesson. You're going to stop them, you're going to catch them, you're going to bring them to a safe spot, and then they'll start their merry way again. And so in the same manner, the Lord is looking after us. And he will only let us go through to such things as he knows that we can handle. And as we grow, well, he might let us go through a little bit more. You know, in his wisdom, we can't work it all out. But that's why we're told to trust, and that we have confidence in him, that he knows. But all these things, we're told, are actually to help us grow and become stronger and wiser. We said we desire to be wise. It's one of those things, you know, be careful what you pray for, what you ask for. You know, we say, well, this old expression, Lord, give me patience, but right now. You know, when you're praying for patience, the only way to learn patience is when you have to wait for something. When you've waited for a while and a little bit longer, and then you don't get anxious about it, then the Lord knows you'll learn patience. So just be careful what you're asking for. If you're asking for wisdom, well, you might have to go through a few situations to learn that wisdom. It's not necessarily just given to you and you go, bing, oh, suddenly I know, I understand all these things. We learn these things as has been talked about before. I guess just that thought about the vaccination again is we learn by being exposed to small doses. That's essentially the basis of how a vaccine is supposed to work. And it's the same as our walk in the Lord. We learn by being subject to small doses sometimes. James chapter 2. Now I'm going to throw myself out here and go out of order because I've got a few scriptures in James. Verse 19. It says, thou believest that there is one God, thou do as well. It's almost like he's being a bit sarcastic. He says, good for you. He says, the devils also believe and tremble. So really implying, well, that's not good enough in itself. It says in verse 20, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. And he goes on to discourse about explaining about faith and Abraham and how he put this faith into action. And that his faith was basically justified or proved by his works. And so our faith is demonstrated by our actions, is what he's saying here. And sometimes situations come up where our faith is put to the test. And we have to demonstrate our faith. You know, when things are going against us, when things are going wrong, when things don't seem to be as they should be, but we can still say, well, no, God is my Father. He will never leave me more, nor forsake me. He's promised that he will heal me, he'll provide for me, and all the other blessings that are there. And we have to really stand firm and say, yes, this is God's promise for me. And we become faithful because we've demonstrated our faith. It is the application of it. You know, it's not just me saying, oh, I believe. Well, it's putting that belief into action. Chapter 1 of James, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. You know, go into situations with a smile on your face. Because it says here, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And he goes on about, if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. He gives to all men liberally. Interesting, it's tied up with those set of scriptures. That it's not always bad when you're going through a trial, when you're going through a tough time, that you will come out stronger. You will come out wiser. That you're gonna, you know, you're building up an immunity to the world. That you can resist them in all its various forms. Still in James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man that endures temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. So out of the bad stuff is going to come the good stuff. But we just have to stand firm and just keep on trusting in the Lord. Still in James chapter 4 and verse 7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Another term that's learnt, that's talked about our body is in vaccinations, is we build up a resistance to these diseases. This is an immunity. So again, we've been exposed to these things that we can deal with bigger and larger things later on. For those who like to do a bit of physical exercise and go to the gym, etc., you've heard of the term resistance training. You know, we're stressing. They are stressing their muscles. And when the muscles become stressed, then they get broken down, that they can rebuild. And they get bigger and they get stronger. And then it's just an ongoing process. But muscles only grow when they're being used, when they're under stress. It doesn't have to be extreme stress. And even going for a walk, is effectively you're stressing your muscles and they grow. So again, from a child to as we go through an adult and all the things that they're going through, that their muscles are being used and they grow with them. You see people in unfortunate situations when they can't use their limbs for whatever reason, then they waste away because they're not being used. And you know, spiritually speaking, it's a similar type of situation. If we're not using the things of the Spirit, then they're going to waste away. But if we are using it, in a sense, as resistance training, then we're going to get stronger. And so the Lord lets us go through these situations. that we do build immunities and we do grow. Now, because I put myself all out of order to try and set a change in all the scriptures, which we're going to go to next. Luke chapter 16. This is actually quite important scripture, this one. And verse 10. Jesus speaking, he says, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is just also in much. If therefore you've not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if not been faithful with that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own?" How we deal with the small issues in life, the small problems, really determines how we're going to deal with the big ones. So again, uses this vaccination analogy, when we're exposed to a virus in a small sense, in a lower scale, our body builds up an immunity. So when the big one comes along, it can respond accordingly. It's built that sort of resistance. So it's really good to understand that as the small problems in life come along, that we learn to deal with those things prayerfully and faithfully. That we learn, you know, talked about trusting in the Lord and relying upon Him, not upon ourselves, that we can pray and we can fellowship and we can fast and all those other good things. And we can apply those in the small situations. And when the big situation comes along, we don't have to think, "So what's this fasting business about? How does that work?" We don't need to think about it because we already know. And we go, we identify, "Oh, I think we've already had a good time to have another prayer and fast here and to deal with the situations," because we're experienced with it. You know, this tribulation works experience. So you have a small problem, you get experience about how to overcome that. So when the bigger problem comes along, you can overcome it in exactly the same way. You don't have to learn something new or approach it a different way. So just the everyday things we go in life, they're all training type situations. And we learn to grow in those things. So when the more difficult situations come along, we're already prepared to deal with it, just as a vaccine prepares our bodies. We should go to Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 12. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And this is often the case. We can take natural examples and then realise, well, there's a parallel there spiritually. So the things we have to overcome, are not natural things. Now, there are natural things we do have to deal with from time to time, but they're not the big ones. The big things that we're wrestling against here is not flesh and blood, they're not natural. But it's about principalities. It's about powers, rules of darkness. This is a spiritual warfare. And in a sense, it's the battle of the mind. It's about thoughts. It's about false gospels. It's about things that will take us away, things that will cause division amongst the brethren. And, you know, and it's a constant barrage. It goes on here about the putting on the armour of God, and you know, most of the things here are armour, about protection, and then it's got the sword there, which is the weapon is of attack, and these, it's just really highlighting the spiritual warfare that's going on, and it's mainly about ideas and concepts that are designed to make us spiritually sick. They're designed to take us away from the things of the Lord. They're designed to divert us. And like a virus, it's always taking a different approach. It'll always appear in a different form. Fundamentally, it's the same, but you won't necessarily see it coming. And so just because we dealt with it last year and we overcome it and it's over and done with, well, it's going to change a little bit and come out again next year in a slightly different form. It just doesn't go away. Naturally speaking, we understand that. So spiritually speaking, we need to be aware. And the Lord lets us go through those things because we're getting stronger out of it and we learn to our spiritual resistance and that we continue to overcome. I won't turn to it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it refers to us being the body of Christ. And so as a body of Christ, a spiritual body, we need a strong immune system. And we are going to be constantly under attack. And so we need to let these things, we need to overcome these things as they happen. And then we get stronger as a fellowship out of it. And that's very much important that we do support each other and encourage one another. You know, that we love one another. We heard those things, some of the things earlier on today. It's part of our growing and part of our understanding. Let's go to 1 John chapter 1. I might just finish up in the scripture. Verse 7. It says, but if we walk in the light, this is 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And it's good to remember, after all this, when we think about these things, in the end, it's not about us. It is the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sin. And it's interesting that a big part of the immune system is distributed around the body through the blood system. And so part of our immunity is the blood of Jesus Christ. Well, it's the delivery system. And that we overcome. Don't think it's written down here, but it talks about, particularly in Revelations, he that endures to the end shall be saved. So we've got to stick with it. We overcome these situations as they come and just rejoice. As it says in those places, that we do have things to overcome because we're going to grow out of it, we're going to be stronger, we're going to be wiser, we're going to be able to help other brethren as they go through things because we have a bit more understanding, a bit more compassion, and we can support one another. And the Lord, he won't let us go through any more we can handle. He's a great Father, he looks after us, but he will let us grow and become strong, all the people said.